To order the meeting of March 12th, 2024. We'll do roll call.
You're right.
I think we're going to start there, but...
Yeah, you're right.
Brandy's in there.
Jill.
And Gary.
Tony. Okay. The meeting is being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chairperson, then state your name and residence. Now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need approval of the agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions?
I do on your agenda in the red.
I take the wrong one. Okay, under the consent agenda, we'd like to add rescind motion to renew CDs number 1607, number 2436, and number 1606. We'll discuss that then.
1601.
Under parks, we are going to add approval to hire city engineer to assess neighboring corner lot water damage, drainage. And under road construction and maintenance, we'll add update on a Northgate Lane resurfacing. And under the mayor's report, we'll add request letter from the Crow Wing County Historical Society. Those are all the additions that I have. No other additions or deletions. We'll need a motion to accept them.
Motion to accept. Those additions.
Second.
Take a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
With the 1601, the cities.
Yeah, all three cities. Mm-hmm. There's three of them, yeah. Open forum. Does anybody have anything they'd like to talk about? Okay. Well, now we have the consent agenda. We just need one motion to approve all of the items in the consent agenda.
Make a motion to accept everything in the consent agenda.
Why are we rescinding this?
I can explain that. When they were entered last spring, or no, when they were entered, when Karen entered these in, as far as their maturity, they were supposed to be a 15-month, and she put 12.
Oh.
So when I went to renew them, they said they're not. You don't have to renew them for another 3 months.
Okay.
So just for auditing purposes, I just need in the minutes that.
Sure. All that. I'm just curious.
We need a second.
I'll second.
Okay, take a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
New business and critical issues. We have Jordan Larson from the Crow Wing County Road Department.
Hi there. So, like she said, my name is Jordan Larson. I work for the Crow Wing County Highway Department is one of the project managers, and in 2025 we'll be resurfacing County Road 1 from Manhattan Beach all the way to Trunk Highway 6. The project will consist of a mill and overlay, so we'll just grind up the top 1.5 inches, 2 inches, and repave it. Road width should remain the same. We're looking at doing a lot of, I think there's 11 culvert replacements along that stretch, so we'll be trying to fix some drainage issues there. There's a bridge just out west of here. We're looking at putting in concrete approach panels. The approach panels are about 50 feet in length right before the bridge, and it really helps to preserve the bridge from the salt and the water that gets onto the bridge. So that could be, we're looking at possibly a detour or a very 3-4 week lengthy process to construct those approach panels. If we did do the detour, It would probably be maybe 1 week in length if we decided to do half at a time, do the north half at one time while traffic goes on the south side, and then flop. We're looking at maybe 3-4 weeks. So we're still undetermined which method or which route we would go with that. We're also looking at adding some right turn lanes and bypass lanes. The right turn lanes, we're looking at Kegel Lake Road, Peninsula Road, West Fox Road, Butterfield Road, West Trout Avenue, Anderson Brothers Pit, Par West Road, and Yost Road. And then bypass lanes at Kegel Lake Road, County Road 3, West Fox Road, West Trout Avenue, Par West Road. So, do you guys, is there any questions on the County Road 1 project coming up next year?
Mark called me. Are you changing any speed limit signs?
Yes, so MnDOT did a speed study on County Road 1 from the Cass County line all the way to Emily. Their determination was that the stretch from Cass County all the way to Evergreen Drive, which is just in the city of Emily, their recommendation was it all should be 55 miles per hour. And then as you get into Emily, I think it drops to 45 and then 30. That was their recommendation on the study. That's, I guess, all I know about that.
When do you think they'll change the signs?
That I can certainly check with okay. Rob Hall and get back to you on that.
Yeah.
But you know, but I'm not.
Because that kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it? As far as the speed limits that happen, turn off lanes and.
Yeah, typically with a.
In the past, this drops down to 45 right through in here. And there's not a turning lane on the westbound.
Yes. Yeah, so with those bypass lanes and right turn lanes, typically we look at traffic counts using those intersections, making those right turns or making those left turns where we need to put a bypass lane on. And this road has quite a few.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a time where you're going to actually close down that bridge where you're going to be rerouting people?
It's undetermined yet if we'll close it down and do all the work in roughly a week, or if we'll shut down the north half of the bridge, and then we'd have to put in like a temporary light to let traffic pass on the south side, and then flip-flop. It's definitely, you don't get quite as good of a project or outcome when you do that flip-flopping. Usually your project it's obviously much quicker and typically a better outcome when you can do it all at once. I realize that it's a very lengthy detour and very inconvenient for residents, but we're kind of weighing those options right now, and I think that'll probably be determined next fall which route we decide to go.
Chad, did you have a question?
Yeah, when you went through the bypass lanes, I didn't hear nothing about South Eagle.
South Eagle.
For people turning left on the 3 off of 1,
mm-hmm.
if they're coming 55 down that road heading west, and they're stopping in the middle of the road to turn left to wait for traffic, they got to have something to get around.
Where is South Eagle? Is
right that straight across from 3.
Did you pull
it? So straight out here?
Yep.
No,
straight across the gravel.
Okay.
Well, you said 3. Where is...
The bypass lane on County Road, or at this intersection.
So it is on South Eagle?
Yes. Or it would be, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So as you're going west,
yeah,
and so okay. you could go around the bypass. So people turn left
perfect.
Onto.
Okay. I just didn't hear South Eagle, so I was just.
Thanks for bringing that up. Any other questions on that or the speed study?
You know, the big question I've got, we'd asked the county if we could use this lot, and they're saying that we cannot access it off of 1 or 3, and there are already access points there, and I was just wondering why we can't do that.
Is that for food trucks?
Yeah, possible, you know. You know, it's a lot that the city owns that we're not using, and it'd be nice to purpose it for something.
And I talked to Matt, who's our county planner, and he had mentioned something about the possibility of you guys looking at allowing food trucks in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had said closing off the entrances once the food trucks were in there. I would probably refer to Matt more on that side of things as far
as... you know, there had been a gas station there, and that's like saying after somebody pulls in that we shut the entrances down so they can't get out. You know, I don't understand why we can't use one of the access points at least, be it off of 3 or off of 1. And I can see why you wouldn't want it on 1 by changing the speed limit, but, you know, 3 here...
Mm-hmm.
We've got an access point there, and I'd like to know why it's like that, why we wouldn't be allowed to.
Okay. Well, can I have Matt reach out to you, Ann, about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this to be let?
This project?
Yes.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're looking, right now we're just kind of looking to get input from the cities, townships, and the public, and we'll start kind of putting the plans together this fall.
Okay.
So we're still gathering data.
Will we be able to see some sort of plan as to where the new bypass lanes and whatnot are going to go? Will you have something on paper that we can review just to kind of, you know, make sure that everything's as it should be?
Yeah, that's probably something we could get you. A lot of times in these plan sets, we have a typical bypass lane, and then we'll have dimensions and, you know, your pavement depth and whatnot, and then we'll just state, goes at Keeble Lake Road, we'll just state where
right, that would be nice. In case something gets missed, we've got more eyes looking at it. You know, as people in the local community may ask for something more than you're providing, or you know.
We could probably post that on the website too.
It would be nice if people could see what's going on there, so we don't have any problems.
Yeah, could certainly try to do that.
Do you send out regular updates on an email blast or anything to anybody who's affected? Any city or township the project?
Yeah.
Okay.
When the project gets into our 5-year HIP, our highway improvement plan, we send out a letter 4 years before the project, typically around July, okay. August, just kind of notifying the city and township of the project and asking for input as we gather information and kind of put the plan together.
Okay. Because, yeah, we did, I think it was Tim Bray came in 2022, spring of 2022. And no. Gave us this 2022 to 26 highway plan.
Okay.
For the change of the speed limit and the redoing and different things. But I don't know that I've seen anything since.
I know my coworker has been kind of the project manager on this project since it started,
okay.
So I'm not sure. I guess I wasn't the one sending the letter out, but I can certainly certainly get you one of those highway improvement plans if you haven't received one. I know we just had our meeting a couple weeks ago with our 24 to 28 plan.
Okay.
So it's hot off the press, I guess.
Good.
How will that be funded?
This CASA one?
Yeah.
That I'm not sure. I'm assuming state aid funds, but give me a minute here. Probably look at this link. Check that for you.
Well, the old plan here looks like it's different, a bunch of different funding.
Yeah, it's not federally funded, I can tell you that. So it's probably local and a local and state aid funded project. Anything else? Questions on?
No, right now.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave a couple of these cards with Ann. If you guys ever need anything, have any questions?
Well, and I think it would be useful to have like some updates as you as they come in, just because I think some of these questions that are coming up are, we're probably going to have constituents also having questions as the project, as it goes on.
Yeah, for sure. I'll try to make sure, you know, you guys are aware of, obviously, next fall and early winter, what our plan is for those bridge approach panels, because I know that will affect a lot of people in the area. Yeah.
So if we have updates on our website, it'll be easy when they get questions, and they can just route it right to the website and say, hey, we have it right on the website. So.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for coming.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, next is committee reports. We have planning and zoning. Gary can take it away.
Well, Justin didn't meet here today, so he left me on the spot. Really, the only things that we had going on is Justin and I had met with Aaron from Golden Eagle. It's a yearly thing that we do and just kind of make sure everything's up to snuff. And everything is looking good there. They're under new ownership, and they had pulled a permit to put in a septic. And
who's the new ownership now?
Oh, I can't remember their name right offhand. I think it's... But yeah, they had to update their septic there, and they were doing some changing of parking area up on top, and they've come in and gotten all of the permits and stuff. So, and really, I think that's about all there really was on that. Thanks.
You know, we all have a report on the land use permits, and so we're on to the start. On this other part here, Mark and the Planning Commission Chairperson Bob Stancer met with the Crow Wing County Board at their committee of the whole meeting regarding potential easement for a 55-foot tall pole with white weather siren on tax forfeit property located adjacent to Kegel Lake Road. The board was open to the proposal and will potentially make a final decision on the proposal on March 12th, so they'll be making their decision today on that.
And if you don't mind, I will update you guys. I was going to, under unfinished business. This is what Bob sent out this morning. The Crow Wing County Board approved the siren 20 by 20 easement and 10-foot utility easement this morning. I will be sending an email to American Signal shortly with coordinates for both siren locations so they can order utility locates. Thanks, Chad and Mark, for your efforts on these two siren locations. So it's done.
Great.
All right. We don't need to make a motion or approve.
That's awesome. That's great.
Hey.
Great work. I know that was a
long time.
Bob was huge.
Yeah. I know there was a lot of pounding of doors. And that was excellent. Thank you, Bob. We should probably send a form of thank you to him.
That would be nice. Yes, he was really very hard on that.
Stepped up for us.
Yes, that was amazing.
Good idea.
So, okay, is there anything else in planning and zoning?
I don't think so. You know, there's been a few permits starting to go out. But, it's moving along. It's starting.
It's going. That's good. Okay, parks. Apply for the Initiative Foundation grant. This is the for city improvements. And is a grant up to? Can you help me, Ganan?
Absolutely. This was just something that Lori sent to me super quick because the deadline was approaching, and it's $5,000 to $6,000. So she submitted it. Yes. So I just need formal approval, and it is for the park.
Okay.
So that would be matching.
So so we need a motion. Motion to approve the however much it was.
Initiative. To apply for the initiative.
Oh, to apply for the initiative. Yes, a motion. Motion.
I'll second it.
To apply for money. Apply for it.
Any other discussions on this? Okay, let's take a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Grant writer services. Anne will fill us in on this.
I just wanted to know, okay, so the application for the DNR grant has been submitted. We got the initial application in, they send it back with, what do I want to say, suggestions, and then you resubmit it by April 1st. So we got those suggestions back. I'm meeting with Lori tomorrow. Hopefully Tony can join me to tweak it, send it back. With that then, what do you want? Do you want her to continue? Should we hold off for now? See if we get this grant first? I'm just looking for...
So what's happening now? Who's now?
Well, we hired a grant writer. She's been working diligently on this. The Parks Committee has. I've been gone, so they really did a lot of work. It's a grant. It's a matching grant that the council's already okayed for $200,000.
And it was actually more than that when we finalized.
Yeah, it was a little bit more than that. But the thing is, it's a matching grant from the DNR. The deadline is next month, but if we got it in early, they would go through it and make suggestions on ways that we could, if we needed to tweak some stuff, okay. So it would be more presentable, right. and more likely to be accepted.
Okay.
So we're hoping this gets accepted. One right. thing, if she works on another grant right now and we get accepted in this, there's going to be a lot more work to do on it.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe we should hold off.
I agree with you. I think we should hold back and see where this one goes, and before we put more items in the fire.
The thing is with grant money, though, is you're never guaranteed, and there's a lot of grants out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and you're never guaranteed any of them. So, like, and they can't really tell you how, I mean, some of them are, they can tell you, but...
This one we will be told if we got it or not.
Okay, but we're not told now, right?
So, no, it'll be, I think it's June 1st.
Okay, and so why are we, and we're not applying for others because we think we're going to put all our eggs in a basket, or?
I'm coming from it where this took up so much of my time that, and coming into the busy season and such, that, and then if we do get this grant, it's going to be wow, because come fall we get the money. And then it's probably going to boil down to Chad and I to be the project managers on that. And so if we apply for another grant for another big project, I don't know.
And it's just till June. So if we don't get it in June, we can hit the bricks again and get out there seeking more grants right away.
I understand what you're saying, but is there a big grant now that's due soon that we're not applying for, or?
She has not said any. This was the one she wanted to hit.
Oh, I see. This is the one. There's another one now that we should be working on that's due soon.
I don't think so.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I thought that was the one. Okay. Because I know that because I used to be in that world. So, as long as you don't know something that's due soon.
Yeah. Okay. And if council's okay with it, if she comes across it, I just... Yeah,
she
kind of want to hold back. No.
I thought she had already.
No.
Okay, no, yeah, no. We don't know of anything that's different. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So just kind of leave
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And the next is we need approval to hire the city engineer to assess a neighboring corner lot for water drainage. So for contemplating buying some acreage from Dave, before we even do that, there is some kind of, if we get a lot of snow and a lot of water, there is some water that piles up over there. And since this county is fixing the road, this might be the time to address it. But I think we need to have the city engineer look at it and get his professional opinion on what's going to happen with the water, what's going to happen with the drainage, if the county's, if they can help us with getting
that.
Yeah,
if that's a lot that we build something on, we've got to build it up, and we've got, and then we need to know where that water's going.
Right.
There's a lot that comes off of the fields over at Mangers there and comes across.
We have some other options also for possibly buying land too.
Yes.
Right.
So we should probably decide what we're going to actually do before we talk about buying one specific property.
That one would be our best, it's attached to us here. So that would be kind of our, as I see it, our first choice. We do have a few other choices, but that one would keep
the city property attached here, which would be kind of nice, beneficial, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, we talked about that, but we also want to talk about, like, if we did expand, we talked about where we would be in the future. Mm-hmm. That would be our best bet, I think.
Absolutely. Like,
instead of just where we are now versus where we are in the future. I think we need to talk about long-term.
Oh, for sure. We need to plan for the future.
So, I see what you're saying for, like, the short-term, but I think instead of going ahead and just spending some random money, we need to decide.
Well, I can see that a lot in the long-term being very beneficial to the city. It's a place we could possibly restructure a fire department's city maintenance, or and then that then opens all of this area
except
up
for
us.
Except for that, what we got quoted was like...
Well, it's going to have to happen sooner or later. That building heating system, no drains in the floor, it's not a great,
You know, what are we talking about?
Pardon?
What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about...
We already have
these what are we going to do with... Why are we buying the property? It is to expand city buildings and whatnot. We're looking towards the future for that and trying to have everything kind of arranged so it's a good layout here.
But what are we talking about? What property and how much property are we talking about?
Well, right now I think we're addressing
this right here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just right directly.
So that big piece right here. Too.
Yeah.
And how much is that?
We don't know yet.
Okay, so where do you have the easement right there for what you just
yeah
that's
the road.
Easement for?
Yeah.
So we're talking about that other piece there. And so how much property is that right now?
It's not quite three.
Oh, it's not quite three?
No.
About three.
But just to enlighten you, before the meeting, Dave was in here, and I asked him for a sit-down with maybe Mark and I and whomever else. Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely, but I want you to know I'm not selling Town Hall Road.
Okay.
So, unless, because he's going to be landlocked.
Right, that makes sense.
Oh, because he'll want to venture the lot off, yes.
Right, that makes sense. I understand why I would say that.
So, I don't know if it's, I mean, at this point, and being Mark's not here, and speaking with him today, I don't know that council should be making any action on hiring an engineer till we figure that out and talk to Mark, because that's wasted money.
Well,
yeah, I didn't even know about
as I've said, I think
so. I didn't tell you. Yeah.
I'd like to also look at another option, if at all possible. Ooh,
yeah.
See where we're at or there.
Okay, we'll just leave that then. The hiring the engineer for now until we look at some more options.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Anything else? Do you have anything for Park 10? I've only been back for a week, so. Trying to be able to catch up?
I don't. We'll meet here again soon. Just with the babies coming and different things going on, our meeting was postponed, so it's all good. Pickleball, they're playing every day. We had a little issues with the gates being locked and people jumping the fence to play.
Well, I mean, I get it.
And someone also, silly, took an ice scraper and decided to chop and actually put divots in the new pickleball court. So we'll have to work on signage.
Which is why the gates were locked.
Yeah. So we're going to have to work on signage to explain or make it very clear the rules. And seriously, they're locked for a reason.
Will you get a patch kit for that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Chad.
We should take a picture of actually somebody doing that and being like, this is why, and like literally like laminate it.
Well, we put it on Facebook.
Get Facebook to look at it. They're like jumping over fences and they probably don't even know that they did that.
Oh no, they were watching Facebook. And then somebody complained that they were locked and I sent him a picture and said, this is why. And because of the ice, and now look at, we have damage. So.
Yeah, the person that did that might not have been the one on Facebook.
Do you have an extra camera we could put out there?
They weren't on yet. We have them over there.
Why weren't they on?
Because we were just doing seasonal. And he had just put the nets out.
Maybe we need to start them a month before.
And nobody was supposed to be on the courts.
Yeah, but even so, like, we started a month before the season starts.
Because it, there was no reason to? I mean, obviously there was now. Yeah.
There'd definitely be reason to have all those cameras on outside.
Yeah, I think we should make a rule, if the nets are up, the cameras on.
Okay, and the cameras are on now, so.
Why wouldn't they be on 24/7, 365?
Well.
What if somebody breaks into the community center?
Means what, like, you know, I suppose now, you know, like.
It was only the park cameras that weren't on. Just the park.
Yeah, I guess we know now.
I agree, we're not using up enough electricity not to go 24/7, so I don't, I'm with you, I don't see why we don't have it on.
Well, council had decided that you only wanted it seasonal for the park.
Well, now we know better.
I didn't, yeah.
I guess we didn't know that,
yeah. So 24/7, yeah, I'm with 24/7. Even in the winter, somebody in a snowmobile or
that's true.
Or
now we know better.
Could go over
we have learned our lesson. I didn't know that we made that decision, but now we know better. I don't know that we voted on that ever, but now we know better. Whenever we voted for that, I think I was just thinking
it's okay.
Meeting, but
Chad will fix it.
So I voted it.
We'll get signed and
vote for that.
Okay, with that, Jill, we are up to you.
Okay.
And rescue.
Yes, well, we have a couple new members. We'll talk about that. I know Jesse knows exactly how many medicals and how many fire calls we've had. So we'll.
Two fire related calls and four medical calls.
There you go. And we already, apparently, we just have to vote for the approval of these new members that we have. Is that right? We need to. Official approval, or do we already have approval?
Can we put them together, or do we have to do separate motions?
I'm fine with one.
All right. So it's kind of exciting. We have so many people. Two people all of a sudden. Woo!
That's nice. That is good. Well, I'll make a motion to have background checks. Everything been done?
No. Please put pending background check.
Okay. I'll make the motion to accept B. Mileski, I'm not sure, and D. Ng to the Fire and Rescue Department pending their background checks.
I'll second that.
Vote?
Aye.
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 Can I even vote? Okay, aye. I don't know if that was like a...
We need to... we have a review and approve purchase request from the Fire and Rescue Department. I think everybody's, Jesse, maybe you want to talk about some of that?
Oh, she's here, you can talk about it.
No.
Oh, yes, you know.
I'm here to observe.
Observing how Jesse's doing.
Can I ask why you're here?
I didn't have meeting today.
You didn't? Okay.
No, but I'll get two meetings tomorrow night, so.
Oh. Gotcha.
What's?
I mean, it's nice, but.
Which one do you guys want to talk about first?
Oh, either one.
Either one, they have that thing. Like four or five.
I think Jess has it on the purchase request.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right, it's right there, yeah.
There we go.
We have a bid for new air packs. And with that comes the updated cascade system, which fills the new air packs. We have a cascade system over there right now, but it needs to be updated for higher pressure. So these new air packs are going to be go from a 2,500 PSI to a 4,500 PSI. That's kind of what everybody's on right now. That's kind of 20 minutes of air versus 40 minutes of air when you're in the fire. Or whatever you're doing too. So that's what the air pack quote is there. It's for six packs and 12 masks. All the hardware with them, pass devices. And we have the cascade system, which is, that's how we can fill them out. We can only fill them halfway, and we couldn't use this if we didn't have the updated cascade system. Which they gave us a quote on that, and that's the new tanks that are rated for that PSI, and also updating the heads on the compressor. They can reuse the compressor that we already have, but they can update the heads for the higher pressure. And then
don't have to buy a new one, you can reuse what you have.
He says we can reuse it, yeah, just rebuild the heads on it, which is like 20 grand cheaper probably, for better, so. Which they, I think they built the original one over here too, so they know it. They know the machinery and everything. And then the general supplies was for hoses, kind of general supplies that we need throughout the fire department there. They're out of date, and we just need to update and get more large diameter hose on the trucks. We got some cones for landing gear for kind of night vision. Cone system for the helicopters when they land, because typically they're landing here at night, and so they have night vision goggles and they'll be able to see those cones. One time we had one almost laying on top of a truck, so we needed to have cones out there so they can see it. So that's on the general list there too.
Is she on the right page for that? Hi. Do you want to? I'm going to go back and see how much money you guys have in your budget.
I think right now we're at 76, I think.
76?
Like right now?
I think very well.
I think there's a CD coming up here in June or July.
Yes, for $15,000. How long do you think these purchases will take?
You know, I don't know exactly, but if it's anything like anything nowadays, mm-hmm. We're not going to get them tomorrow. We order them today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure that they. I don't think Great Plains Fires like has a shelf full of material that kind of order them and go. So
most of them be drop shipped right from the manufacturer. The air packs, packs themselves are in stock. I would say it would still take 30 to 60 days to get delivery on those, even though they're in stock. The rest of the stuff on that list would be probably up to 90 days out, I would say.
Okay.
So it's not going to happen. Like,
this isn't going to tap you guys out on your account too hard, is it?
Well, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, like, you guys got like 90 coming with 15,000 coming, or where are we setting right now?
Well, the tax levy is 93,000, of which they'll probably get 40 in June. Yeah, I think probably about 40 in June. Then there's another payment in July. Then there's another in December.
I was going to ask, do we have any other fire truck payments and whatnot? That
we do. In July, they'll have a fire truck payment, $11,000 some odd.
I guess I'm just kind of wondering where we're going to end up. I mean, you guys got enough to cover everything.
Do you think the Relief Association will be making a donation on any of it? Just a question.
I would imagine we could.
Okay. Because I think, I mean, if that's the case, I would feel comfortable with it.
I just don't want to get too low. I mean,
no, because they have bills to pay and stuff.
Right, and if there's any unforeseen needs work on a truck or something, I don't want to be cutting ourselves too short there.
I think the hope would be that not all of that would come in right away until we have payment in June to.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we obviously don't want to drop it down to zero. Right.
So this is a purchase you want to make this year. This year.
Yeah.
And this year you've got the money to take care of everything you need to take care of. Truck payments and whatnot.
This new budget that we did for this year, we included more in truck funds and to cover some of this stuff, kind of. So I think as the years go on, it's more covered than we were on our year that we're at right now.
How quickly do you need an answer on that?
I don't know. No, speed's really a thing. It'd be nice to have it, you know, this year.
I think they're hoping for an okay so they can go, so it can go ahead and get this organized and get it going, and then they can take care of the finances.
Well, that was my reason for the question.
Yeah.
We have this much money allotted for fire and rescue. Now, if we talk to the supplier, if he could bill us, you know, 30, 60, 90, it would be great.
Yeah.
As far as getting monies put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd also be nice if they would chip in a reduction on that, but.
Not a chance.
So,
I feel the fire department should be as best equipped as they can be for what.
I totally agree. I just don't wanna.
Right. We don't want to blow the budget. But also right. too. So a priority, AirPAC's priority. I mean, they're at the top of the list. Are they priority? But if you get the AirPAC's and don't update the Cascade system right away, can you still fill those AirPAC's?
Somewhat. We could fill them somewhat here. I suppose we could go to a neighboring department and fill them.
I would recommend that we do the upgrade on the compressor before we get the PACs.
Okay, that's what I'm worried about.
We should space that out. I mean, to get approval to go ahead with all of this would be great, but then to space these out as we're doing things, you know, do it in the proper order, and then we're not, it's not like we're going to get $80,000 worth of bills next week. You know.
Yeah, please.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear, yeah. That you can kind of.
Yeah, it's going to be spaced out. Those invoices, you know, yeah, we can order all this stuff tomorrow, but we're probably not going to see any of that hose for 2 months. You know,
right.
We're not going to get invoiced for that right away. It's just, and I think by the time all this stuff comes to fruition, we're going to be into June and July, and that. Those payments are coming in.
Okay, so other than this stuff, the fire department's in pretty good shape with all the other equipment. I mean, we don't have any other big purchases around the corner. I mean, I think our trucks are in pretty decent shape and all of that. And I mean,
things come up. I mean, it's not like next year there's not going to be a need for something.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I understand that. Yeah. I just want to... We don't need a great big tanker truck next year or something like that. Why?
Nothing big. We're still working on stocking this first out truck and getting it set up exactly how we want it. So there's going to be some brackets and some labor here and some brackets and some labor there. And just small equipment, some brackets.
You're always going to throw some stuff. I'm looking for the big
picture. As far as big things, I think after these air packs are up, the next thing you'd be looking at would be some sort of a side-by-side or something to replace the two old goats we got inside there right now. But as far as large things, I think it's the next thing on our list would be that. But this would be nice to have first, especially with a few more new members that are very interested in firefighting as well.
And I think everything here, you're really asking for safety equipment, is how I see it. I mean, and we want our firefighters very safe to the best of our abilities.
Did this stem, obviously it stemmed from the omnibus money that we got, but didn't it stem too from the fire that you had down on?
Some of the equipment, right?
The needs, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the air packs, that's been something that's been, the ones we have work. We are the last department in this county to be running low pressure air packs. And that's another issue with mutual aid and interoperability is that I can't grab one of Emily or Crooked Lake or Cross Lake's bottles if one of our guys runs out of air, we have to use our bottles. There's no option other than that, where everyone else in the county is on those same 4,500 PSI air packs. Everybody's interchangeable.
Yes, yeah, that's not.
It's a big expense, but it has been put off for years, and I think we've gotten our money out of these that we have now, which we purchased used for Brainerd 15 years ago, I think, when they upgraded. So we've
Yeah, and if you're in a mutual aid situation, it's nice to be able to interchange them.
It's also a safety issue if there's a down fireman inside and a different department comes up, they can't share their air with
the down person.
Yeah, that's a really good deal. Well, I would make the motion that we allow the fire department to purchase these items, the air packs, the updated cascade system, and the general supplies that they need to update their equipment, with the provision that they prioritize and order them as the monies come in.
I'm fine with not even saying it, but to put the total in would be nice.
The total?
Yes.
For a total of $80,760.96.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion?
And with that, maybe the fire relief would consider a donation.
That's always helpful.
It is.
We'll take a vote. Aye.
Aye.
And next we have,
I just have a quick question. Would our generator be of any use to our fire department for stuff?
She certainly can. I know Sourcewell is in the process right now of coming up with a grant for fire department, fire and rescue specifically. I don't know when they're going to have it ready, but we certainly can ask her.
It was just a thought.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We're meeting with her tomorrow, let's ask.
There are a lot of like FEMA grants if you're going for big, like air packs could have been one that maybe a FEMA grant could have been used for. It's a lot of work if you don't have a grant writer to know that.
Well, let's see all we've got, I think.
Do we have a good grant writer?
Yeah.
We do.
When it comes time to replace that side-by-side?
Oh, absolutely.
New trucks, a new fire hall, there's grants out there that are city of our size would be a 5 or 10% match for a new building.
And she has looked into that, too. So
we'd probably be a pretty good candidate for it.
That's the thing that I think we need is a new fire hall. That building is in rough shape.
We can start with the sandwich then. Or just saying.
I think Keith did apply for air packs a number of years ago for a grant, and we just didn't get it. We put a lot of work into it and everything, and we didn't get it.
Well, part of it might just even be like, you know, grant writers know exactly the buzz.
Well, and that, with that being said, the city's been using grant writers, so you guys need to keep that in mind too. If, you know, it's a resource.
You have to pay grant writers.
Oh, absolutely, but what they hopefully produce for you is well worth it.
Right, and then once the invoice comes in and pay it, then Jess applies for the Sourcewell matching fund. I mean, it's, what's it called?
Consulting
fee, yeah, reimbursement. So they pay half.
Awesome.
So with the grant writer, we're over $7,000. We've paid $3,000 and some. So something to keep in mind. And we can spend we can get up to $10,000 of reimbursement on that per year, per fiscal year, which is July 1 to June 29.
Nice.
Good to know. Any other discussion on that part of it? We'll go on then to updated bylaws.
Did you just skip road construction?
Did I?
We're still in fire.
Oh, sorry.
Sure. This approval of the fire and rescue bylaws amendment. Council action.
I guess I make a motion to approve the fire and rescue bylaw amendments.
What is that?
Removal of the 50-50 meetings and calls section. Grammatical errors were corrected. Increasing yearly pension amount to $2,500, and maybe they should each be addressed separately.
No, I think voted up or down, the bylaws are, that's all one document. So
And firemen at this time get pension amount is what? How much?
$1,300.
And I know we're low.
We're very low.
What are other communities around here at? Emily, for instance.
Anywhere from 2,000 to 8,000 within a 20-mile radius of here.
And you will have to abstain from this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been trying to abstain.
No, it's only when you financially benefit. So.
The yearly pension amount, I've been talking for the last couple of years about that we should budget for that. It's a lot of money if somebody, you know, goes out. If you had two or three people, how much do you guys have? Is the money socked away somewhere for this pension?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I think Mark knows the majority of the numbers on it. If we were to go from one amount to this amount, he knows the exact numbers on it, but we are very close to being fully funded with this jump. So.
Yeah, I think typically this relief association has always been overfunded to our liabilities. And with that, if somebody joins the fire department here, you're 0% vested in that pension fund until 5 years of service, and then you're 40% vested, and then a sliding scale 100% at 20 years. I know Mark was talking to our accountant to get some of those numbers as far as what we're actually at right now. She's not here, so.
Yeah, that makes it kind of tough.
Yeah, it would be nice to see something, an annual, whether it was budgeted X amount per firefighter per year that the city would contribute to that plan, so that over the years that pension benefit could have gone up. Everybody else in the city is getting a cost of living increase every year. People are getting raises just as that stagnant for years. And really hasn't been any major contributions or regular contributions to that pension fund from the city for over 20 years.
I believe it's in the budget now, though. I believe we put it in.
Yeah, but we'll start on it. We don't start a new budget until August, September.
Earlier than that.
Yes, I want to have a line in there for that. So we'll need to sit down, or some of us will need to sit down with you guys and figure out what you guys have, what you need, and what we're going to project for the future, so we know what to budget for that account and have it earmarked for that only.
So are you saying we should table this matter upon review?
No, I think she was talking about putting the budget for the budget.
Making sure that when we do the budget that we have a line item for in the fire department.
Next year.
For their attention.
But not for reviewing this stuff, I think she was just talking about.
I think when you look at how it's funded now, yeah, we're a little bit overfunded. But now, if we just took on six new members in 5 years, that number's going to change when those people are invested. And then that could fall short, and the city would be liable to make a contribution
so,
at that point.
Yeah, when he's saying about funded, he's talking about funded by the fire department, not by the city, right? You're talking about being funded, the money?
The pension fund is, yeah, that's a separate.
By the fire department, not by the city.
The city is liable.
Yes.
If there's a shortfall in that pension fund, the city's liable to make that up.
Right.
So if there was nothing contributed, and in 5 years, all of a sudden, we got six members that just joined this year. In 5 years, all of a sudden, they're 40% vested, and then there's a shortfall in that. Then there's going to be a required contribution by the city, where if the city is donating a smaller amount every year, it's going to be overfunded, and then those people that are all of a sudden invested into that pension fund, there probably wouldn't be any required contribution by the city, where I've seen it where some cities all of a sudden are hit with a $100,000 required contribution. There's no way around it. They've got to come up with that money.
So the fire department itself covered Dick when he retired. So there was no contribution at all by the city. There was nothing that needed to be covered at all. But if for some reason there were two other people that were retiring at the same time, and there were three people retiring, then the city would have been hit with that if there wasn't enough money in the funds.
So the city should know what's in their fund. The city should know how many people in the department, how long they've been there, and what the projected, you know, and monies. Mm-hmm. Because going from 1,300 pension amount to 25, it's almost doubled. So I don't know how much over you guys are.
And just so you know,
it's hard to make
this guy
decisions
that the city today knows all of that.
What's that?
So Mark knows all of that.
He has all those.
He'd be able to tell you all that right now.
I think with what was budgeted, it was almost enough to cover what that increase was.
Yeah. He knows all the stuff. Missing today.
So what was budgeted? I mean, that we budgeted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was budgeted for.
Well, what was budgeted is in your $76,000. It wasn't pulled out into a separate line item. No, which I'm working on because the city of Emily talking with Carrie over there. Yes, that's what she does, and I like that. That's just not the way it was here.
Yeah, that's what I was under the impression. The money we budgeted for 2024 is just fine. It's for equipment and
for everything.
It's not for the pension fund. We need to set that up.
Well, he wanted it included, but it's right there.
It's lumped in with
yes.
That.
But this next budget season, I want to create a separate line item in CTAS that shows the pension fund.
Was it 15,000?
Built. I'd have to go back in minutes or go 24? Back to discussions. Mark thought it was 20, but I don't think it was 20. But it's a starting point.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you have questions or reservations, I mean, we have the year to make the decision to up it, right?
Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of new people coming on, so that might be something.
But if you think you want to wait till he's back to approve,
Mark,
approve it tonight.
I think we should wait.
I would like to hear what Mark has to say, just so I know where we are. I'm not having a problem with it. It's just that I was wondering where the money is.
Yeah, this wasn't a big explanation.
Yeah, otherwise I don't have a problem with any of
it. No, I'm very much in favor of it, but I think we need to figure out where we're at and how much we're going to have to, you know, some particulars we need to work out.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's table it until Mark gets back.
I think so.
Okay. All right.
And I just say thank you to Jesse for his hard work on this.
Yes, thank you.
Nice job, Jesse.
So, but do you guys need an answer? Like, would it be better for you guys to get, would it be better to have an answer to get going on it, or like to get this purchased? I mean, do you need an answer on that?
That's a goal.
Okay.
Anything else in fire and rescue? Anybody got anything in fire and rescue? All right, we'll go to road construction. Mark's not here, so Chad can take it away.
It says on here the approval of Corbin excavating for manganese chloride. That is still up in the air a little bit. I would like to table that until next meeting because I have my same guy that I've been using for years is giving me a written estimate on it. So. And as far as the update on Northgate Lane, you all seen the whole testing, it was pretty good. We're thinking, I don't know if we're leaning more towards a mill and fill now or just an overlay, but they want to postpone it until 2025 when they're doing Highway 1 here so we don't have to pay hauling from Brainerd.
That makes sense.
So that's all I have.
Okay.
Nice.
We are up to the liquor store report.
Let's see if we can beat that.
Diana team.
That's fast. All right, let's go. We're good. All right, bye.
I do a little bit of reporting on the GNL. Just like we talked in January,
February has not been conducive for keeping up here on snowmobiles and fishing on the lakes, that type of thing. So it's greatly affected our business. So talking to Diana, we try to get our people cut down on the hours. Mm-hmm. We also try to adjust some of our inventory, so lessen the blow that we're looking at. And we did that, but we still are in the red. If you look at February of this month, we were about $6,600 in the red. But that's up from $11,000 in the hole in last year. Yeah. If you look at February, we had gross profit of $25,000, which, in saying that, we're at 54% on the gross, which is a good thing. It shows that we don't have a lot of inventory that we're lugging around or salaries that are affecting that. So that's a good thing with that number. And to be quite honest, by April, I see a big switch on this. You have St. Patty's Day coming up. I'll let Diana talk about that, so the different functions we're looking at. So all in all, numbers are in the negative, but they're not as bad as we first projected. So.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be worse than what it was. You know, at least we're still down, but at least we're better than we were last year in February. But my purchase is I really washed it in February for everything, and I think I kept everything pretty much down compared to last year in February, and I think that helped a lot. I cut hours. Took over a little bit more, to cut back on that and everything.
And Diana, just not to interrupt you, but mm-hmm. in February, there was some expenses. And what was that? You talked about rent or?
Well, we did not receive a rent check from the Fire Relief Association, which I don't know why, it's highly unusual. And they're a month behind, so that would be a rent check for January. So I did reach out to Jake today and I haven't heard back. And then the audit, that was a hurt. That was $4,677, of which there's more coming. And that'll hit your P&L too, but she is required to pay 30% of the audit.
Something we have to do, so
it comes every year. So with those two, she might have been close to breaking even.
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm doing what I can, to make it better with no snow. Still, it's still hurting. It's bad, and. So March hopefully will be better. This weekend, hopefully, it's starting to pick up.
Oh, so I think more working in their homes, or what are they doing?
I did, before I came over tonight, I did have a patron say, oh my gosh, we're $20,000 in the hole already this year. I didn't say anything to him because no matter what I said, it would have been wrong anyways.
Right. No, got
so
it.
You guys will probably hear that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to say other than,
Talk
to the mayor. Yeah.
Who's $20,000? There's $20,000 in the hole.
That's okay. They can talk to me.
We're
facing the same boat up here. Everybody is here.
Everybody's
here.
January.
Here
for the bar. Okay, yeah. Where last year we were 10,000 in the hole at this time, so we're 10,000 in the hole more.
Fishermen. What do you do? Everybody's in the same hole. Yeah. In this area.
This weekend we do have St. Patty's Day. Friday we're having.
It's gonna be good, better weather.
It is.
Last year was freezing.
Yeah. But we have a kickoff party Friday night live music 6 to 9. Kevin Wright's going to be playing. So we'll have some different stuff going on, you know, beer specials and that kind of stuff. Saturday, Kim and Brittany offered to do a float in the parade, so they're teaming up with the fire department. So they're going to do that. I'm excited for that. I did order t-shirts for the bar today. So I have t-shirts coming that says 50 Lakes Bar and Model Shop on it, and we're going to give some away at the parade. My staff will be wearing them, and then we're going to sell some.
Nice.
So we'll have that going on. I'm not sure on the cost on that, but it doesn't have a date, so I figure we can sell them next year too.
Sure.
Gosh, there was something else. Just went right on.
I don't have an invoice for Kevin Wright.
Oh, okay. I will call him to get that. Thank you for telling me. Okay. What else?
St. Patty's, you're doing the
corned beef and cabbage. Yep, that'll start at 2. So I'm hoping the mayor and her friend Robin will help search
She will.
Stop by and see her and Robin. And then, we'll have beer specials and drink specials. I did start on Sundays 2-for-1 taps all day. So that has brought in quite a few people, which is awesome. Yeah, and it's the most economical thing to do is tap beer. So
you're not out much.
Yeah, awesome. But that's great because people love that.
Yeah, this Sunday we had a group of guys come in. There was probably 8 of them, and they played pool and drank beer and had a good old time, and they spent some money, so it was good. And that's, they came over here just because it was 2-for-1 tax.
Nice.
So it was good.
Chad, did you have a comment?
I was going to just recommend getting like you're doing the 2-for-1.
Mm-hmm.
We have an empty banner sign out there that has nothing on it.
I have one coming. It was supposed to be here last week, but yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now we have an extra banner too, so
exactly.
For some, whatever else.
Right. So. Other than that.
Partial.
Oh yeah. So I talked with Dave Ng probably like 3 weeks ago about doing a classic car show here. So I think we're gonna do that in August. So we're gonna set a date. It's gonna be our first annual classic car show, and hopefully every year it'll just get bigger and bigger. And he knows a lot of people. He's into that kind of thing, so he's really excited for it.
Nice. That's going to be exciting.
That's what I thought, too. So
it'll be a member that is a classic car, so that's
fun. Yeah.
When was this?
In August. Yep, it'll be in August. Yep. So, yeah, and then...
So what do you do at a classic car show? You just show them? You know, like driving
around. I think there's a prize there's prizes for different
categories
and stuff.
There's a show.
Okay. Yeah, people. It's fun to look at.
Okay. Basically, what you do is you
look at them.
All day.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
And then I did have the bartenders are doing events again this year, like they did last year. Becky came up with we're going to have a family fun day in August. Also, so maybe we'll combine that with the classic car show. I don't know, but yep, so she came up with that. We'll do like burgers and brats and just have games for kids and just that kind of thing. So that's in the works for that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Get more of the community together. So, is there any questions on the P&L? I'm sorry, I didn't ask that before. No? Okay. I don't have my, what's next on the agenda?
Next is the conference, the MMBA conference.
So the MMBA conference is coming up in April. And I would really like to bring Kim with me. And Randy wants to go too, because I think it's a good thing. It's going to cost,
I just quickly calculated probably about $2,000 with lodging, registration, and meals, and then it'll be mileage and time, labor, but...
Sure. But we're going to go, I think we decided we were going to drive down Saturday night and only stay, or Saturday morning, stay Saturday night, Sunday night, and then come back Monday. So we're not staying the whole time, so we'll cut off the Friday night lodging and the Monday night lodging. So, I just need your guys' approval for us to go to that, please.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Diana, Kim, and Randy to go to this MMBA conference in Alexandria on April 20th through the 23rd, even though we might not go that long.
I'll second. Take a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Is that the one that I missed last year?
Yeah. Okay. And then?
Oh, I forgot about that. I can't remember what happened.
We need to discuss the advertising on channel 698, and that is the channel, as I understand it, that is on the cable TV?
Yep, yeah, that's just our station. I did not get a hold of Dylan to see what like the algorithm is to see how many people have actually watched that station, or you know, but it's costing us, what, $80?
$60
a month just for that.
Okay. Well, let's just take that money and put it into them.
So it's just, it's, I don't know, it's kind of a boring station in my opinion to watch, just because it has no music or anything. If it had music, I'd be like, because I'd flip it on and I'd clean to it, but it has no music or anything like that, and it's just kind of boring to sit there and watch.
And I don't have cable, so I never see it.
Sure.
I did. I turned it on last week.
Did you?
But I most of the time just go to Facebook.
Sure. So you don't look at it a lot.
But I did last week.
Sure.
But was that the first time you looked at it, though?
No. Probably 3 months ago.
Okay, so there was a gap. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So it was just $60 that we had turned
on. No, I would rather go to Facebook if it's more updated.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I would say it's not worth $60.
Thinkable.
Right.
And it is kind of out in the woods, you know, that channel is open.
And I have never seen that channel, so. No. Have you seen the channel?
Yes.
Do you go on it to watch, to make sure that you see 50 Lights Bottle Shop?
It's our channel.
Yeah, watch it.
It would be interesting to find out from Dylan if there has.
Have you watched it?
I have, yes.
Do you watch it every month?
No.
Okay, so do you think it's worth the $60?
Well, I'd like to, if there's a way to find out if people are watching it.
Do you watch it?
She doesn't.
I have both.
Do you watch it?
Yeah. I know, I can't get it.
Do you watch it? Do you watch it? Do you watch it?
No.
Does anybody even have watch it?
Well, it's not updated.
No. Do you watch it every month? Do you watch it every month?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Do you watch it?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Once. You watched it one time. Do you watch it every month?
Once a month.
You watch it once a month? Do you see it? Do you like make sure that you watch 50 Lakes Bottle?
Well, that's all it is.
That's all.
That's all
it
is.
Just strictly 50 Lakes
Bottle.
And she's paying two things. It's $30 for the channel. It's $30 to make changes.
Mm-hmm. And so when you watch it, it's like, then it loops. So once you've seen it, you're done.
Yeah.
You turn
it
off.
So out of this whole group, it seems like there are maybe two people that actually, that see it actually every month. And that's it.
Do you do
two out of the whole go to the Facebook group?
So you wouldn't miss out on it if we
had. And it looks like they see it other places anyway. And
it's, more.
And it wouldn't get them to come to the... It wouldn't and it's not like made you actually come to 50 Lakes Bar and Bottle Shop anyway. Did it sell you to come here?
No.
Okay. So I don't think it's really doing its job. I'm just saying.
I feel the same way. I feel like it's just a waste of money, in my opinion.
Yeah, I switch over.
It's easier for me to update the Facebook and do the Facebook post because I can, all I do is, on
do
my
phone. Do you have Instagram?
No, I just have Facebook for that.
Because all you need to do is start an Instagram and then just say that every time you add something on your Facebook, it just changes it on your Instagram.
Oh, really?
And then, then it just updates your Instagram. Every time. You don't have to touch Instagram after that. It just changes on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't touch my Instagram. Now. All I do is change something on my Facebook and it'll just change it on Instagram.
You and Kim are going to get together.
Okay. Perfect. I mean, I'm not like the Instagram.
But, yeah.
That's all I do
on Instagram.
So, if someone talks to me on my Instagram, I don't talk back.
Okay. We do need a motion.
Just saying. Okay.
We need a motion to discontinue the advertising on channel 698 for the bar.
I think that sounds like a good motion. I'll second that.
All right. Take a vote.
Aye. Aye.
That's all I have. All right.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you.
Mayor's report. The Sourcewell Community Impact Fund application discussion.
So this is like we applied for last year. We got the two sirens, which is the lottery. The Amy goes through them. If they look good, she puts them in a pile. Then the board reviews them, and then it's a lottery. They just pick it out of the hat. So when I was at a conference a few weeks ago, they said we could apply for like a junk drawer because I don't think we have anything. Well, maybe we do, but it's $20,000 to $50,000. So we've talked about new lighting in City Hall because this I just can't take anymore. And then the bar, we talked about ventilation, fixing the ventilation in the bar and the cooler doors. A printer and computer for Chad, which Tremolo gave me and that is on your desk. So an office PC for Jess, laptop, two laptops, one for maintenance, one for the bar, a printer for Chad, and then another camera to point out to the parking lot here, because we don't cover the whole parking lot, to the tune of $4,800. So we can do a junk drawer application and just do multiple things.
Okay.
So what I would like, I don't want to waste your time tonight, the deadline's not till the end of May, is just to form a little committee. Department heads I would like, and two council persons to work on this with me.
Okay, I'll have some time.
I try to help out with it if I can, yeah.
Okay, and of course any input is welcome.
Absolutely, if you have some ideas, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, on my two job, I'm always...
So that's all I'm looking for. So we started. ME Bulbs, Chad got pricing on that, just put it together, just to give you an idea. And yeah, I'm excited if we have new lighting. I think Jess is too.
Mm-hmm. You'd be disappointed if you get the thing that points out there instead. I got the camera that points. The one that gets picked, that's like the least.
It's okay. However it goes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, approval to continue to apply for Sourcewell matching funds.
This, the auditor just said to bring it back to council every few months because we just continually apply for the matching funds for consulting reimbursement. So I just need a motion.
Okay, I make a motion to continue to apply for those matching funds.
Take a vote.
Aye.
Approval for North Star Fireworks contract for 50 Lakes Day.
Okay, that is on page 65, 67. Nothing's changed. Same vendor, same price, same location. The fire department has said yes, they will commit to a third. You guys will.
Have you asked for permission to shoot them off already?
I have not. Tony, did you get my email to with Burke's phone number? Okay, I did send it to you.
Today?
No, yesterday maybe? Maybe last week? Okay, because I thought it could be twofold. To talk to him about if he's interested in sitting down and talking about selling some property, and also fireworks. I don't know if I mentioned the fireworks. So I did email you his number.
Okay.
I thought it might be good for you and him to reminisce.
I like skating.
He is. He's a nice guy. That's my way of...
Yes, I will take care of that.
Thank you. So I just need a motion to approve the contract for the fireworks.
I'll make a motion to accept that contract for the fireworks.
All second.
Aye.
Discuss insurance agent for Lee's Minnesota City's insurance policies. This is on page 68. now, our city, we have League of Cities insurance?
We have League of Minnesota Cities insurance for all our policies, but we have an agent that handles, I mean, they get it from the league, they review it, they send it to me. It's just the middleman. Mm-hmm. We've been with Weisenegger Engel for a long time. Shane Paskey out of Cross Lake has approached us a couple years, and he's always a little too late because Karen did say today she would have definitely loved to have gone with him, tried him. Okay. But they're already starting their policy period, and so tonight is, you just have to decide tonight who you'd like to go with. I like the fact that he's in Cross Lake and that he's local.
Okay. Yeah, he's not only is he local, he is also currently the insurance agency for Cross Lake, Breezy Point. He says 50 lakes and only townships. We're listed.
No, I am the only local insurance agency.
Oh, got you. I thought, okay, he thought he was the agent for that.
No.
I misread that, I'm sorry. He's been in the business for 18 years. I think it would be nice for Ann to have somebody close by to run things past, or if there's problems, probably identifies better with the situation we would have up here than somebody who was in the Twin Cities.
Well, Weisenegger is out of Brainerd and, oh God, what's the little town that we used to go to for softball? Nimrod. One of the gals, is out of Nimrod. Because she owns the Nimrod Bar. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I like it too because I think Shane will come to the office more. And I would like it too because I think he'll come in and he'll help me to understand all these policies.
Right.
I look at him and I just go, oh my word. For work comp, on all the liability we have.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, we switch back.
Right. Do we have to make a motion on that?
Please,
can you
yes.
Just do that. Well, I would make a motion that we change insurance agents from Weisenegger to LC Lake Central, is the name of Shane's business in Cross Lake. Yes.
I'll second that.
Vote, please.
Aye.
We have a request letter from the Crow Wing County Historical Society. Apparently, we've never had gotten one before. We've never had one from them before. It's a request.
Request for?
Money.
Oh, of course. I got my money.
If you don't mind, I'd be a little bit. When you guys do donations, it's more local. It's your the Initiative Foundation you donate to. Yes. Yeah. I don't know what we would get back on this. Not that we'd need to, but really.
It's open-ended. They didn't make any amount. Your generous donations advance our mission, help us connect the people of today with the people of the past. I don't know. I say maybe not this year. Maybe stay more local. We've been staying more local.
I agree with that.
And we are a pretty small city. If you want any more information, I could certainly ask.
Maybe I'll actually go there.
Yeah.
Where is this? Is that?
It's by the courthouse. It's over by the courthouse.
Oh, the old jailhouse.
It used to be in the sheriff's house when the sheriff had a residence there. But since they moved everything, it's been years since I've been there. I used to go with my mom all the time. but they've expanded it and it might be the old jailhouse room.
Oh, all right.
But it's all in that area.
Yeah. I was there once.
Okay, purchasing personnel, mileage policy.
I had a request from the liquor manager for council to review the mileage reimbursement. This is what our policy says. It's three sentences. I can read it quick. Employees eligible to receive expense and mileage reimbursement for work-related travel must complete an appropriate reimbursement form. This form should be submitted to the city clerk when you have incurred expenses. All expense mileage reimbursement requests must be approved by city council, which you do in the claims every month. You're approving it. In the past, we have been told if you just go a short distance or if you just, you don't submit for mileage.
But you stay on the clock, you're getting paid time if you go a short distance. You don't get time or mileage?
I get paid, I don't get mileage, but when I go to the bank, I get paid for an hour.
But you don't get mileage.
Mm-hmm. See, and I just don't think that's fair.
No,
you know, it's wear and tear on your vehicle. We don't have a city vehicle. And if we're using our own...
Just use your vehicle, you need to... Just use Anne's car.
Okay.
So if you're driving for work, you need to get mileage or...
No, so what we're talking about is, like, if I have to run to, like, Reed's for groceries for the bar... That's I would mileage. Like to get my mileage, and I would like to get paid for it, you know? And
that's fair.
Or if I had to run to Brainerd, and like today I had to go get the corned beef and cabbage stuff, I would like my mileage and my time.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's it's fair. Just not defined in here, and it's just, it's how it's been done, but I think...
But that's, I think we need to sit down, rework that, yeah. And bring it back to council, reading the yeah. way... That it should read. That,
yeah,
you
if
know,
you're doing that, that's a
problem.
That's right.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Since Anne won't let you use a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll let you use my car if you buy me a 2024 Ford Explorer. Done deal.
Oh. Or we'll just use the city truck.
No.
Truck.
That's okay.
No, just
no,
nice.
Take you probably, you know. 4 hours to get there.
We're kind of thinking city car, because when we were taking election equipment
brand
back last week.
Brand spanking new.
Cross Lake, brand new. Ford
and a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
it's a
girl.
Don't
take
don't
Chad's truck, just so you roll down the windows.
You yeah. Drive the transmission.
That's totally fair. That's fair.
Okay, if from moving forward right now, I mean, we can define it. Can staff submit their mileage for running to the store and running to the bank? And
yes, that's work. For sure.
I agree.
That's absolutely yes.
But, yes. But we have to be careful we don't abuse it. We can't
absolutely.
Run to the store 4 times a week.
That's where I'd
no,
like
no,
to see.
Right, yeah.
I'd like to see something in writing on that precise point. But you won't go by one line at a time.
Okay, we're watching.
No, not one line.
I didn't hear that. Just was distracting.
He said not one line at a time.
Oh, come on. She gets...
Okay, that is it for the regular agenda. We have unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? We're back to open forum. Anybody would like to speak? Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Take a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We move adjourn. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.